This seems like some sort of sabotage. I see we're buffering. This seems like some sort of sabotage. Okay, anyway.
Dean, did you know that when Monty was a child, everyone thought he was retarded?
And we're gonna pay the homeless people to hold signs just like this. Rather than holding a sign, asking for money, now they get to hold a sign that gives a message of inspiration. And they get paid for it. So this is another one.
Right? You give a calculator to a fucking retard, he's gonna try to turn on a TV with it. Now get your sticks and get your ass on stage.
Yeah, we're gonna try those out. We're gonna see how the homeless people like it, if they're receptive to the idea. And,
Now you kids are probably asking yourselves, hey Matt, how can we get back on the right track? Well, as I see it, there is only one solution.
We're just going to get it rolling. I'm going to try to interview the homeless people. Hopefully they're willing to tell their story, you know, share it with people, post it on the website, see if we can figure out ways to, yeah, it's going to be a trick, but I want to figure out a way for people to get out there and get their name and face out there and tell their story.
Yes, sir?
I'm looking for Llewellyn Moss.
Did you go up to his trailer?
Yes, I did.
Well, I'd say he's at work. Do you want to leave a message?
Where does he work?
I can't say.
Where does he work?
Sir, I ain't at liberty to give out no information about our residence.
Where does he work?
Did you not hear me? We can't give out no information.
I guess I can just have people mail it to the P.O. box directly to them. I think that's what I'll do. I'll use my P.O. box.
I'm confused.
It's a simple question, Doctor. Would you eat the moon if it were made of ribs?
Well, I don't know how to answer that.
It's not rocket science. Just say yes and we'll move on.
Yes.
And I'll have people address a letter to that P.O. box if they want to really directly help that person. And we'll make it happen, Truth Seeker.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, no, I ain't messing with you. Oh, no. No.
There is a plot in the country to enslave every man, woman, and child. Before I leave this high and noble office, I intend to expose this plot. 7 days later, he died. The stuff that's going on around us today just doesn't make any sense. And as we go through this presentation, you'll start to realize why it doesn't make any sense. And that all of this is not by accident. That all of this misery and strife in the world today is actually by design.
Pay the homeless people to hold signs just like this. Rather than holding a sign asking for money, now they get to hold a sign that gives a message of inspiration, and they get paid for it. So this is another one.
Why is the world divided like this? It is not by accident. All of this is by very meticulously planned action. It is all done by design through the control systems that run our world. All you got to do at all times is follow the money. You'll get to the top and discover the Rothschild banking empire and their cronies, the banking families, and what is often referred to as the royal political elite. These families that control the world did not suddenly come into power in the last 100 years. We're talking about thousands of years of royal bloodline control of the world. The Rothschilds and the other banking families pretty much own all the central banks of the world. This is a shock to the system. The central banks of the world, like the Federal Bank of America, the Bank of England, the South African Reserve Bank, the Reserve Bank of Australia, India, Brazil, all the central banks of all the countries of the world do not belong to the people. They are owned private entities that are controlled and owned by the Rothschild banking empire. And they set the norms, the rules, and the financial policies for the countries. And they lend money to the countries, the governments and the presidents and the prime ministers and the ruling parties of the different countries. And this is why we are constantly trapped in a cycle of debt, because the banks that print our money do not belong to its people. What is money really? Well, money is just an idea. It's a piece of paper. It's a tool of enslavement. And what you will learn here is that money is not something that evolved over thousands of years of bartering and trading as a tool that can help humanity prosper. No, it's exactly the opposite. Money was a tool of enslavement that was conjured up a long time ago and introduced as a complete and whole philosophy and a tool of enslavement. It's just a piece of paper that controls our lives. It burns and disappears. Where did money come from? How did money originate? Very few people are actually aware of this. Well, about 6,000 years ago, the first money appeared in the form of clay tablets. This is during the Sumerian Empire. Well, the Sumerian texts tell us about when money first appeared, and also when the first royal bloodlines first appeared, and we find the emergence of the first kings, or the so-called first priest kings. And it just so happens that these first priest kings that appeared out of the blue on earth suddenly created all the banks, they created their temples, and in their temples they started to print these clay tablets, which became the first forms of money. So, in essence, the temples of these first kings that appeared on earth were the first banks from which the first forms of money were distributed to the people. And nothing has changed in thousands of years. This is really important. So, what if I told you that banks create money out of thin air? Would you be surprised? Well, that's exactly what happens. They have nothing. Money is absolutely useless. It is a piece of paper. It has no backing, and this is why it's called fiat currency, fiat money. It means nothing. It is valueless. It has no value. The only reason it has value is because we, the people, think it has value, and it's given to us as a piece of paper that has some sort of value, and we trade it and use it and go around and kill each other for it and rob banks for it and go to jail for it and do... It controls our lives from the first moment we are born to the last moment as we die. Money controls our lives. Many famous people and smart people and businessmen of the past have been aware of this for a long time. Like this quote from Henry Ford, for example. He said, "It's well that the people of the nation do not understand our banking and monetary system, for if they did, I believe there would be a revolution before tomorrow morning." Henry Ford. Many people, many great leaders of the past have resisted money, have resisted the bankers. JFK tried to break the America free from the Federal Bank, Federal Reserve Bank stranglehold on the people of the United States. This is a quote 7 days from before he died. He says, "There is a plot in the country to enslave every man, woman, and child. Before I leave this high and noble office, I intend to expose this plot." 7 days later, he died. What you need to know is JFK actually started to print what became known as the American or the United States note, which is not printed by the Federal Reserve Bank, and therefore taking the control away from the Fed. As soon as they assassinated him in Dallas in 1963, within 2 weeks or so, the Fed started to print the American money again, taking that control back. And this happened also with Abraham Lincoln, who 100 years before that started to print the greenback in the United States, making the American people free of all debt. And the greenback was printed by the government. It didn't belong to the Federal Bank of the Rothschild Empire. This was obviously not liked, and they lost control. This is why they shot him and got rid of him, because he didn't play their game. Who controls our governments? Who controls the bankers? Who controls what's going on here? Many people around the world call these the puppet masters. We don't know who they are because they don't want us to know who they are. quote from Mayor Amschel Rothschild, the founding father of the Rothschild Empire in the 1700s. He says, "Let me issue and control a nation's money, and I care not who writes the laws." And that's exactly what has become of the world and our countries. Because through the banking institutions, they control everything. Think about how money and the bankers control all the education systems, the research laboratories, how they control industry, the large corporations. Everything imaginable ultimately goes back to those who control the money. Follow the money and you'll see the root of evil and the root of control as it unfolds around us. Who controls the corporations? Once again, follow the money. Always leads back to the Rothschilds' banking empire. But unfortunately, in our legal systems, corporations have more rights than living, breathing human beings. Think about that. This is unimaginable that something like this could even happen. Many people are shocked when they find out that every country in the world is registered as a corporation. And it's not just countries. It's states, provinces, cities, everything imaginable. The roads that we drive on are registered as corporations. Everything in our lives has been incorporated around us while we carry on and distracted by computer games and the news and who's screwing who and who won what game and what final is being played. While we're being distracted by the entertainment, the programming on our televisions, our world around us has been stolen from us and incorporated. And this is how, through the legal system and the corporations that have more rights than living, breathing human beings, we the people have become slaves to the corporations every step of the way.
Welcome back, Truth Seeker.
Be authentic. Right now, there's 10,787 coming in a month.
Welcome back, Truth Seeker.
That's more than I need for myself. That's why I'm paying $1,000 a month for a website. That's why I'm saving the rest of the money for a future cause, like getting a building and renovating it and being able to have the resources to put in the furniture that we can have to set up a, you know, Gematria Effect news studio. This money is for the cause. If this money goes up to $30,000, I'm telling you guys, it's going to happen overnight. We're going to have the building. We're going to have people hired. It's going to make a huge difference. This isn't enough right now to rent a space, hire people, but it's a chunk of the way there. We just need 20,000 more people in the community to step up and pledge a dollar, or 4,000 people to pledge $5 a month. $30,000's the mark to hire a team of people, have them on a salary, have healthcare, have a building, and have the resources to do things like travel when an important story happens. We can do a lot with $30,000 a month. It's the goal I'm setting. The more the merrier. But as much as I've been begging for that dollar a month pledge, and it hasn't happened, I don't want to ask for too much. But I am saying we hit $30,000, things will happen. Things will happen, and they'll happen fast, and you'll see it. I'm transparent.
But sheer genius. I mean, where did you come up with a scam like that?
Saw it in a movie once.
It was incredible. Then what happened? So the guy tricks some sucker into picking up his tab and gets away with it scot-free?
No. In the movie, they catch up to him half mile down the road and slit his throat.
It was a good one.
And we're going to pay the homeless people to hold signs just like this. Rather than holding a sign asking for money, now they get to hold a sign that gives a message of inspiration, and they get paid for it. So this is another one.
Hi, Bob Chepeska. Welcome. Great photo and resume, by the way.
And by the way, you guys, I'm going to tell you one other thing.
What the hell you want to go fuck around that river for?
After TFR Wednesday, she called me up the next morning, and she's like, Zach, just because you have all these groupies that follow your gematria thing doesn't mean you're... So, I mean, I think my mom's bipolar and just undiagnosed, but I just get tired of that shit, too. I mean, she's in the stream on Wednesday night talking about, you know, like, good night, Truth Seekers. Then Thursday morning, she's calling you guys groupies.
That's also a part of the reason I'm good at dealing with bullshit, because I've had to deal with my mom my whole life.
You are being safe, aren't you? I don't think I could handle the idea of you reproducing.
Come on, Mom. Of course I'm being safe. I pull out.
Yes, well, your father pulled out too, but we've all seen the tragic end of that story.
You think I want to have kids? Absolutely not.
But anyway, you're not going to see her in the comments anymore because, yeah, and that's what she doesn't really support the work, you guys. She talks about gematria like it's still this stupid thing, and your gematria, that's what she always says, your gematria, it's like my gematria, yeah, okay. Not their gematria that we're exposing, so.
All I smell is your bullshit. For 6 months I've been pouring money down a bottomless hole. Where the bad guys at the end of this rainbow?
Anyway, I do like to block trolls, and I will even block my mom, who, like Sweet Lady will tell you, is the biggest troll I have, but,
Remember, you wanted this.
Yeah, for any other trolls who want to call in, turncoats, you're more than welcome to.
So, what's been going on in the world?
I don't know, nothing.
Tell me, friend, have you heard the good news?
Oh, no, I'm no thanks.
I'm just fucking with you. Jesus doesn't give a shit. No, I just got out of prison, 36 months, hard time, with the lowest scum imaginable. Oh, but I made it out the other end. Yeah.
Insert ass rape joke here.
And... yeah, I'm back home, got to do the work.
Yeah, I'm not going to, you know, slice your throat for a deck of smokes. I'm all done with that life.
Thank you to the people who left Super Chats.
I mean, that's what's annoying. The trolls just get on here and, like the sports gematria who keeps bringing that up, he watches everything. He knows that I addressed this 3 years ago. This is America.
Feels good to mingle with these laid-back country folk, don't it, Hare?
I like it a lot.
I want to fight for America, but the thing is, America does not want to fight for itself. The American people are gone. They are MIA missing in action, and they're just along for the ride. But, I've been telling Sweet Lady for a while that the best idea might be to leave America. And of course, we just moved to a new place so she can be closer to work, and I imagine we will be here for a while, but... again, I mean, that's why I was saying years ago, you guys, we need to stand up for ourselves, our rights, our liberties, how much we're having to pay in taxes. It is insanity. Again, it's why there's a ruling class that doesn't work a day in their life. All they do is siphon the wealth from all of us. Again, it's amazing that people don't wake up to it, but it is tough, too, when you get a job, right, and they just pull the taxes out from you before you even get your paycheck. That's the nice thing about being self-employed. It gives you a chance to cheat on your taxes, which I would encourage everyone to do who can, because you're not committing some sin. Here we are in the time of Yom Kippur, atonement for your sins. Cheating the government out of tax revenue is not a sin. It's more of a sin to pay taxes to this government, because what does it do with our money? Turn on the news right now. Right now we're firing test missiles as a threat to North Korea after their test missile. How much is that costing the taxpayers? I'm sure if we could see the bill for the test missile show, I'm sure it's in the tens of millions of dollars.
And sparing many families the pain already felt by those who have lost loved ones. Together we are tackling this disease to children who had been evacuated from their homes and sent away for their own safety.
And we don't want to pay any of your taxes. Imagine a community that got so self-sufficient it set up its own sewer and water. It could all be done.
I admire America on many counts, but I think maybe the federal system needs to be looked at independently and rethought.
Task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity. It isn't such a crisis.
universe of numbers that represents the global economy. Millions of human hands at work, billions of minds, a vast network screaming with life. An organism. A natural organism.
Thank you. but it don't work. Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
So is she like my cousin?
Oh, brilliant, Watson. Definite college material. Are you going to major in brain surgery?
I did make the change he wanted. I did make the change he wanted.
I did make the change he wanted.
But he still went on these whiny rants about how I'm bad for gematria and ruining the movement. So, I don't know, guys. Imagine building someone such a helpful tool to spread their work, then using that site to promote his book for 3 years, only to have that person call you names and question your sexuality over and over again on his channel. So, I don't know what's going on over there. He certainly seems a lot more concerned with me than I'm concerned with him. Now, the reason I'm making this video is not just to bash Zach. You know, it seems like he's dealing with enough negativity over there already. And I saw some people talking about Zach, as that's a common topic on there, as you would imagine. And I can't remember if it's in this video or the comments or whatever, but the reason so many people are upset with Zach is that they're accusing him of being akin to a snake oil salesman.
It's just amazing more people don't catch on.
Kick his ass, Seabass!